You're listening to SBS News.
Following the devastation of the 2019 to 2020 bushfire season, some native Australian animals are facing a new danger. A landmark report by the University of New South Wales, in conjunction with the Humane Society International Australia, the Australian Conservation Foundation, and the World Wildlife Fund Australia, has found the platypus is now likely to meet the criteria to be listed as a threatened species under national environmental law. Evan Quatermain is head of programs at Humane Society International Australia. He says a platypus is unique and is one of the most ancient mammal species still in existence.
Yeah, their intrinsic value is immense. They're one of the oldest mammal species in existence and a real wonder of evolution. I mean, as a monotreme, one of the egg-laying mammals, there's only a couple of species of those left in the entire world, and platypus are only found in Australia. So this is really, it's an important part of Indigenous culture. They're a totem animal for many First Nations. I think Australia loses its character if we were to lose the platypus or endanger it in any further way.
But environmental scientists say their reclusive nature means their decline has gone largely unnoticed, with the latest research indicating a 22% drop in numbers over the past 30 years. The study found that since 1990, the worst reductions in platypus numbers has been in New South Wales with a 32% drop and Queensland with a 27% drop. Platypus require healthy streams and rivers so they can easily swim and hunt for food around riverbanks. Professor Richard Kingsford is the lead author of the report and director of the Centre for Ecosystem Science at the University of New South Wales. He says there are many factors contributing to the disappearance of prime platypus habitats.
There are big challenges around big cities with pollution and dogs and foxes. And so that's a challenge. And also the clearing of vegetation where they build their burrows in the banks of rivers.
Climate change also poses a grave threat to platypus, with harsher droughts, minimal rainfall and intensifying fire seasons drying out rivers and river vegetation. Dr. Paul Sinclair is the campaigns director at the Australian Conservation Foundation, which commissioned the research. Dr. Sinclair says declaring platypus a vulnerable species will help with recovery.
We should be aiming to put the platypus on a threatened species list as soon as we can so that we can start taking action to recover it into the rivers and streams of Southeast Australia.
Evan Quatermain says bringing Indigenous leaders into the conservation discussion is crucial.
When we see these declines, such severe declines in recent years, it's very difficult to draw any conclusion other than that this has been since colonisation that these trajectories have been plummeting. And I think there's a lot of learning to do, and we need to have Indigenous peoples involved in that conservation strategy about bringing species like the platypus back and turning around these trajectories that we've had them set on for a couple of hundred years now.
With summer fast approaching, wildlife conservationists are calling for greater protection of native animals whose habitats are at risk from bushfires. The latest response from the federal government is an $18 million package to help protect koala populations, which includes establishing a national koala census. Minister for the Environment Susan Lee says she is working to ensure that adequate protection measures exist for both the koala and platypus.
Well, I raised the priority of the platypus after the bushfires, along with many other species, and added two more people to my Threatened Species Scientific Committee so that they could really get the information that we need on the platypus. The research that's mentioned today will be part of that. There'll be consideration early next year about whether the platypus goes into a listing process. So what that underscores is by having the right experts at the table, by having the data and information and the science, and as governments, we rely on that and we take note of that.
But Dr. Sinclair from the Australian Conservation Foundation says national environmental law needs to be reformed to ensure that all native species survive.
We know that our national environmental laws are not working to save our threatened species. many of the species that get listed don't get the recovery plans needed to then go about fixing the problems that are driving their extinction. So once we get the platypus listed, the next step is to reform our national environmental laws, and there's some proposals in front of the Australian government right now to strengthen those laws so that we can get strong plans in place.
Sonia Lal, SBS News.